Hello, everybody. My name's Barry Friedman. I'm one half of the comedy juggling team, the Raspini Brothers. I'm a four-time world champion juggler. I've appeared for 29 years in front of Fortune 100 companies, over 150 national television appearances, and a presidential command performance. One of the most impactful experiences of my life was a 14-week coaching project that I did with Mr. Bill Lamon. Now, Bill's a founding member of the personal coaching movement. He's the inventor of fulfillment-based thinking, which has enriched the lives of more than 300,000 people. Bill's well known for challenging the notion that working harder will get you where you're going. His work focuses on each person's genius, and his methods are based on creativity, nourishment, growth, and evolution, the real pleasures of life. On a personal note, in my own life, I've seen dramatic results from the 14-week coaching program I did with Bill. He helped me get real clear on a goal in my career that's leading me to a place where next year I'll be speaking to over 100,000 students all over the world. So I want to head right into the talk here with Bill. Are you there?
I'm here, Barry. Happy to go. Here we go.
Hey, good. Well, I know in this first talk you want to talk about models create reality, and I'm just kind of curious what you mean about that.
Yeah, let's start with a bigger topic, though, which is that everyone is looking for freedom from negativity. I mean, the whole world is looking for that, and especially people that I know in the human potential movement, that voice in our head, the negative patterns we have, we're looking for freedom from that. And I would say without that, you don't really have freedom in your life. But the human potential movement seems stuck on that particular piece, or what I call a pillar of freedom, that everyone has been working on that for the last 30 or 40 years. And for me, there are other places to go and places to see. And let's get finished with that one so that we can move on. Having said that, let's talk about the model that we're born into. Mm. Let's face it, the language we speak, the way we dress, what it is to be a man or a woman, even the social manners we have, the religions we belong to, they were all here long before we were born. Someone else made them up. They're what I call a model of reality. There's the Christian model of reality, the Jewish model of reality, the Hindu model of reality, et cetera. There's the Republican model of reality, the Democratic Party's model of reality, and many other parties. A model really is just a systematic way to look at any information you're having so that you can deal with it, control it, predict it, and have some power over it. And most of the models that we're born into, we don't elect to have those models for ourselves. They're simply basically shoved down our throats by our parents and the people who raised us. I can tell you, though, that the current American model is ideas of human beings are born somehow imperfect or broken. That's big in our culture. That there is no gain without a lot of pain, and we're big on the no pain, no gain treatment in our culture, and that success at any price is the norm. As long as you get successful, it doesn't matter what happens. Get addicted to drugs, lose your marriage, you know, ruin your health. It's all good as long as you get rich and famous and have a fortunate way of living. And basically, when you look into this American success-based model, it's a military model. It's the way people act when they're engaged in a war, or at the very least, you could say it's how people engage in emergency thinking. When it really is an emergency, you drop all of the social customs and all the ways that we really give pleasure to other people. You get the job done, and if you get a leg blown off or something like that, it's completely fine. My thing is, if you're in a model that has suffering and hard work already built into it, like our model does, you're never really going to have your fulfillment in life because you have trained yourself to be a hard worker. And people who make it big, they can't stop. So in my way of thinking, these models need to go if we want to evolve as a species.
A lot of the stuff you touched on, I just really can own in my own life. Before I started working with you, I was so tied into those systems, and I thank you so much for sharing those. So how's this system different from what you've seen other people teaching? You've been in the human potential movement for 30-plus years. How's this differ?
Well, I call my system fulfillment-based thinking. It's not success-based thinking, which Tony Robbins and other well-known coaches teach. This is fulfillment-based thinking because when people get successful, I want them to feel the filling up inside that's equivalent to what they got out in the world. And as we know from many of our show business and celebrity personalities, these people are sitting on top of the world and they're empty inside. They're going from fat farms to drug overdose programs to six divorces, and you can tell that something is missing for them. Fulfillment-based thinking starts from another place entirely. That is that people have everything in themselves that they need to have a great life, and that the best way to achieve anything is exactly the way nature does. That is by creating, nourishing, growing, and opening to more pleasure in life so that we can evolve. The very thing we do with our children but forget to do for ourselves. You have to develop the skill to operate outside the ideas that most people hold as true and start inventing a world that is a unique reflection of your own genius and enjoyment of life. This emphasis on genius and pleasure is the starting point for what I call the world above the line, which we'll talk about. And let me just say, fulfillment-based thinking is not a recipe. It is a way of thinking and operating that gives you the freedom to invent the life you want and to rearrange your thinking and behavior to match that life and set up a pattern of conscious evolution in yourself that can take you to places of wonder that most people will never enjoy in their whole lifetime.
I hear that, and I agree with all that, Bill. I've been through 14 weeks plus with you of talking and coaching and in groups with other people, and I can hear a voice in my head, the voice of a listener, just saying, it sounds so good, but can someone really live that way?
I've answered that question about 3,000 times so far in the last 20 years, so let's have another crack at it.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say today.
Well, if I had talked to 3,000 people, it might have been today. Let me just say that everyone knows from sixth grade arithmetic that when you multiply a negative number by any amount, the number gets bigger, but so does the negative value of it. Most people start by trying to fix the problems they have. You could think of the problems as minus quantities in their lives. When people continue to work on their problems and put more attention on them, trying to get unstuck or handle their blocks, they inadvertently make the whole idea of problems more important than the value and joy and opportunity of life. In other words, they're getting ready to live life by handling their junk, but they're not living it. Inadvertently, by focusing on the negatives in life, they take themselves deeper and deeper into the minus universe, where life is seen as a series of problems to fix. And nothing really could be further from the truth. And I just want to say a very unfortunate thing that happened to me 25 years ago when I was a psychotherapist. I saw a man who came in for therapy, and he had this very weird look on his face when he was telling me his history. And when he came back for his second session, he said, I lied in my first session. I said, oh, you did? Tell me. He said, I worked for 10 years on my anger with a therapist who, every time I expressed my anger, told me I had more hostility in me and more violence and more fury in me that needed to be expressed. So I spent 10 years working on that violence, and still the therapist kept driving me into it. And my heart just went out to the man.
Sure.
And I smiled at him, and I said, geez, I'm so sorry to hear it. But if ever I want to work on my anger, I'm coming to you because you're the master of it. And this is what people do when they get into that negative thing of working on their stuck points or their stuff. They go deeper and deeper and deeper because of that multiplication factor in the minus universe. My work is to teach people to pay attention to what is going great and expand it by teaching them processes that are similar to the way nature works. That is, by creating, nourishing, growing, enjoying the process, and evolving, much the way we do with our kids. Everyone listening, take a sheet of paper and a pen and go midway down the page and draw a line across the page. Draw a zero right on the line. Then draw a plus sign in the area above the line and a minus sign below the line. The area above the line represents opportunity, growth, nourishment, and ultimately thriving or full enjoyment. The area below the line represents problems, blocks, stuck places, and ultimately suffering. Fulfillment-based thinking is a way of relocating yourself above the line by shifting the emphasis to creating, nourishing, growing, and evolving. And this is sad for me to say, and there isn't anything wrong with it. It's just where we started out 40 years ago in the Human Potential Movement. So much of the work done in the Human Potential Movement currently is about getting unstuck and solving problems. But if you're a parent or you love kids, watch the way they learn and pay attention to how you teach them, and you will discover that children are not a problem to be handled. You do not treat them as a problem. You nourish and grow and praise and reward them for their learning, and they learn and evolve at vastly accelerated paces. I've often wondered what happens that as we grow, we begin to use a completely different system to teach ourselves, one of criticizing ourselves and finding fault with ourselves about the things we do or what we're learning. We won't give ourselves a break, ultimately. Fulfillment-based thinking is a way to return us to the natural process that made learning so easy and so much fun for us as children. Now, think about moving from wherever you live to a completely different country. Is the country a problem? No. As a matter of fact, for most people, it would represent a brand new opportunity, and that's why they're moving there. Mm. However, it is different from what you're used to. You need to learn a different language, a different set of social customs, and a different set of skills to make you feel at home. What I call living above the line, that is in the plus universe, where everything is about creating, nourishing, growing, and evolving, is a completely different world from below the line, where the language and skills are all about fixing what's wrong. So just take a moment and feel that in yourself. Continue to focus on what's wrong, and by the law of attraction, you'll get more of what's wrong. Start focusing on what's right, and you'll get more of what's right. Living above the line requires a new way of seeing what's happening, a new set of skills and new ways to operate that make you feel at home in a world that is all about what is right and new ways to express your genius and pleasure in life. That really is what fulfillment-based thinking is all about in a nutshell.
Mm.
Now, let's just say in a computer metaphor, I'm sure that most people who are listening to this call know something about computers and use them. Most people know that the disk operating system in your computer is what allows your programs to run and set up the basic parameters for how they run. Fulfillment-based thinking could be compared to taking out the old operating system based on what we think is defective, wrong, or missing in us that determines in large part how we operate in the world, and replacing it with a system that is focused on the natural processes of creating, nourishment, growth, and evolution. And notice I keep using those words, creating, nourishment, growth, and evolution. If your listeners will just feel this in your body and feel how good it feels to work on that rather than working on your problems. For example, 200 years ago, it took a year to cross the American continent. Today, we cross it by jet plane in 5 or 6 hours, having watched a movie and having taken a nap, and still we complain about getting there and taking too long. Both ways are valid, but which one would you choose?
Yeah.
Come on. Fulfillment-based thinking is not only faster, it's a lot more convenient and fun because it's the way nature works to produce results and create new innovations. Barry, my own personal goal is to teach 10 million people this operating system in order to create a big leap forward in the way we human beings operate and enjoy our lives. Still, I know that many of you listening want to handle things that are problems for you and are not useful anymore. So just to say, stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We'll handle that in our next talk, which is on freedom from the past, but we'll do it in a way that is a pleasure, just the way your body does when it digests the food that you eat.
Great insight, and it's just remarkable to really hear that. I have an 8-year-old son now, and I see when you talk about the way we teach children, it is so different from the way I see adults handling themselves and each other. What took a little bit of time for me was not understanding the concept of living above the line, but trusting it. And once I stepped off that ledge and began to trust it, man, nothing felt more natural in my entire life.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Mm. And here's the thing. It's like another country. If you go move to Japan, it may take you a few months or a year to feel comfortable in the culture, but then something clicks in you where you really get what the point of the game that the Japanese are playing,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you feel at home there. We are so used to looking at our sins, our problems, our faults, our blames, etc., that it's like we need to spring ourselves out of prison and really be free again to play the way children play, to take a ball and play with it in every which way, and then to take a box and do every dang thing with it you can imagine. We've lost that ability of as adults, and we're rigid and tight and afraid to make a mistake. And when the playing goes out of life, so does life itself.
Amen. And you mentioned in our next call, we'll be talking about freedom from the past, and that is, I believe, what anchored me into having to work to trust above-the-line thinking, and I think some of our listeners may relate to the same thing. So I really look forward to our next call where we will talk about freedom from the past. Thanks.
Yeah, very good. And welcome to the Plus Universe, everyone. It's a pleasure to live here. Get used to it. Enjoy it. Welcome home.
Thanks, Bill.